Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live. And I just want to welcome everyone who is listening and anyone who will log in to listen to this message. Just let us give God the glory and the honor and the praise, oh God, because He is worthy. He is worthy to be loved. He is worthy to be honored. He's worthy to be glorified. And we just have to thank Him every single day because we are here today, not because of our own strength or anything anyone has done to bring us into this new day. The Word of God says His mercy is new every morning. And I just want to thank God because of His mercies we are here. You know, I was telling my sister this morning that, you know, when the Father created, God is spirit. He's not a flesh being. He's a spirit being. And so ourselves are spirit beings. We're spirit beings living in a flesh body, in this physical body, in a physical world. And our Heavenly Father, He didn't have to create what we call the world, or the visible universe that we see. He didn't have to create this world and all the trees and the animals and the fish, fruits and the vegetables and the plants and the galaxies and the moon and the stars and the sun and the planets. He didn't have to create these things. He can live without them because He's not a physical God, but because He has the power to do these things. And why? Might one ask, why might the Father create these things? Well, he created them for us, for you and me. If you read the Bible, if you read in Genesis, the creation story where our Heavenly Father created the moon and the stars and the heavens and the galaxies, the heavenly bodies and the earth and everything that's in the earth, were created for us. It was created for you and me, for us. Why? Because we are spirit beings living in a flesh body. Why are we here on this earth, on planet earth? Why did we have to come here to live on this physical realm? Well, we are fallen angels. I know this might be very hard for some of you to comprehend, but whether you comprehend it or not, whether you believe it or not, you don't have to believe me. You can read the scriptures, and if you don't understand the scriptures, you can go to your Heavenly Father and ask him. You can ask him why, who are we, just like I did, just like I asked. I'm not speaking these words all off of the top of my head. I'm not speaking it from my flesh or because I heard somebody said so. I'm speaking these words because they were revealed to me. It was me going to my Father day after day, night after night. I wanted to know who I was and why am I here and what am I and who is God. And I was asking all the questions a child would ask a parent, and Father answered me. So that's another topic that I will have to definitely speak on. But to get back to what I was saying, our Father created all these things for us because we're spirit beings. We're spiritual beings living in a flesh body. The Bible tells us that we are strangers and pilgrims on this earth. We don't belong here. Jesus Christ said to his apostles, you're not of this world. If you were of this world, the world would love you, but because you're not of this world, they hate you. So we are not of this world. We are not of this physical plane. We are of our Father in heaven. And that's why Yeshua said you must be born again of the Spirit. The word again means we were once a spirit being. And my Father told me that when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion, and that's why he had to send us on this journey in the flesh. And when we get there, we will not remember our former estate, but he has put the light inside of us, and if we follow the light, we'll find our way back to him. That's what the Lord told me. And, you know, folks, the Lord created all these things for us to live in this physical world, so that we can find our way back to him, so we can finally leave this plane, this world. And so that's how much he loves us. And not only that, when he was done with all of that, he went and he put himself in a flesh body and died a cruel death on the cross at the hands of his own creation. And that's why we have to love him so much. That's why we have to give him the honor and the glory. That's why he is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our love. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. And he's holy. And he's just. And he's truth. And he's gracious. He's such a gracious God. He's such a merciful God. He's so long-suffering towards us. So, yes. Yesterday I spoke on the vision that Father gave me of the church. You know, I'll say again that the vision he gave me of the church is that he showed me a whole sea of people as far as the eye can see, and the people were gray. They were all gray. There were no color or life to them, and their head was hanging low, like really low down, like they were sad or droopy, and they were just hanging there, and they were gray. And when I asked in my heart, why are they like that, why are they gray, Father said, most of them are dead to me. He said, that's the church. Most of them are dead to me. He said, many of them are going to church thinking that they're doing me a favor, and that's the mentality of churchgoers today. You know, they're going to these places they call church, thinking that they're doing our Heavenly Father a favor. And God said, you know, Father said, Father said, they have no desire to love me, neither do they have any desire to seek me. He said, I follow them everywhere they go, and they will, and I stand at their door and knock. They will not open to me. There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. I said, Lord, what can I do to help them? What can I do? What do you want me to do? And Father said, I sent them you. I sent them you, and they did not listen to you. They rejected you. I sent them other teachers and prophets too. They rejected them. And there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now, folks, let me tell you something. The church as we know it, the church as we know it today, is steeped, it is seeping, it is reeked. It's reeked with witchcraft and demonism in the churches. Now, you know, the word of God said in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt myself above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. In the sides of the north, I will ascend above the height of the cloud. I will be like the Most High God. I. Satan, I will. I will do all these things. Satan wants to be like God. Satan wants to usurp the praise and the love of our Heavenly Father. Satan wants to ascend above the heights of heaven, above God. He wants to be like God. He hates us. So it's no wonder. Let me tell you something. Lucifer has been around upon this planet Earth. He has been around for a very long time. For a very, very long time. Since human first entered this planet, upon this Earth, since the first time God created man on this Earth, Lucifer have been associated with man. He knows our hearts. Lucifer knows our minds. Now, I take that back. Lucifer knows our ways. He knows the way of man. He knows how we think. He knows what makes us tick. He knows what makes us angry. He knows what we need in this life, and he gave it to whom? If you read the scripture when Yeshua was tempted, and he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and Satan came to tempt him when he was most vulnerable. He was hungry and tired and thirsty, and he was away from everyone else. So Satan came, tempt him to, and he knows how to tempt us with the things that we need most of all in our life. He knows how to tempt us with these temptations to get us to fall. And that's why he tempted, because he knew Yeshua was hungry. So he tempted him. If you know, why don't you turn these stones into bread if you're really the Son of God? Why don't you turn them into bread? And not only that, you know, why don't you throw yourself off of this cliff? You know, God, tempting God. Why don't you throw yourself off of this cliff? You know, if you are the Son of God, he will send his angels to bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone, because, you know, you're the Son of God. So you can just throw yourself off, you know. And Jesus Christ, Yeshua, rebuked him. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. You know, and Jesus again tempted him and said, listen, he showed Yeshua, all the kingdoms of the world, in just a moment in time, Satan showed our Lord all the kingdoms of the world. He said, look at all of this. All of this are mine. It has been given into my hand. All the kingdoms of the world, folks, is all the countries of this world, all the governments of this world were given into the hands of Lucifer. He said, and they're mine to give. I give it to whomever I will, if they will bow down and worship me. I give it to whomever I will. All the glory and the wealth and the riches that comes with all of that, that comes with all of this, I can give it to you if you bow down and worship me. But you see, folks, this is what's going on in the world that we're living in today. All the kingdoms of this world belong to Lucifer, including the so-called churches. Not every single last one of it, maybe 1% of it is still for the Lord. But most of the charismatic and the Pentecostal and Lutheran and the, well, don't talk about the Roman Catholic Church. These churches are up to their eyeballs in witchcraft and demonism and necromancy. They're worshiping Satan. These pastors and these people are going to wizards. They're going to opium, and they're seeking out devils and fallen angels to give them power and to do things for them. And they think that they're hearing from God. They think that God, Father, Yeshua, is involved in all of this. These people, folks, stop. Please stop. Stop and think what you're doing. Stop and repent. Repent and read the word of God. Satan is given power. He has power that he can give to you if you allow him. But this power and these wealth and these riches and these glory and these kingdoms that he's putting in the hands of man, it's only temporarily. It's only for a temporary period of time, but Satan will come calling. You have to bow down and worship him. These people, many are worshiping devils and fallen angels and Satan in the churches. They are bowing down and they are worshiping him. They think they are worshiping God, but you're literally worshiping Satan. All of you people out there who think that associating yourself with demons and witchcraft is of God, you're being fooled. Many of you who are seeking gifts, spiritual gifts, and who think that, unless you speak in tongues, then you don't have the Holy Spirit. I don't know which Bible you're reading, but you're truly not reading the Bible, the King James version of the Bible, and that kind of Bible that have nothing to do, tongues that have nothing to do with having the Holy Spirit. Many of you are babbling, these foolish babblings, and you don't even know what you're saying. And there's no one around you to interpret what you're saying. For all you know, you're cursing. Demons are cursing God through you. Unless you know what you're talking about, you shouldn't even open your mouth to saying that you're talking in tongues. I'm just saying. We take the word of God lightly. But I'm telling you right now, there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Satan rules the world. He rules the kingdoms of this world. I'm going to read some scriptures here. From Isaiah chapter 14, verse 10, verse starting from verse 9. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. Speaking of Satan, of Lucifer. Hell is moved from beneath to meet Satan at his coming. It stirred up the dead for you, even all the chief ones of the earth. All the chief ones of the earth are these people in high society, the Pope, the priests, the high pastors and the so-called prophets, the government of this world, all the princesses of this world, the rich, all those who living in luxury and who bowing down and paying homage to Lucifer and his fallen angels and his demons. It said, all the chief ones of the earth it had raised up from their thrones, all the kings of nations, all of these people, all of these rich people, all of the kingdoms of the world, all of the priests and the popes and them all. It said, all they shall speak and say unto you, unto Lucifer, are you also become weak as we? It's the Bible saying, art thou, but I can't stand talking like that. Are you become like us? So in other words, they're asking Lucifer. They shall speak and say when they see Lucifer come in the flesh. He's become as long, once he is in the flesh, he is limited. He will become so limited. He won't have the power. He will still be powerful, but not as powerful as he was outside of the flesh body. But once he inhabit the flesh body, he will become weak. So they will look at him and say, are you become as weak as us? Are you become like unto us? You are not that big, powerful angel anymore. And they're going to say, and then the scripture say, your pomp or your pride is brought down to the grave, and the noise of the vials, the worm is spread under thee, and the worm cover thee. And here is the scripture that the Lord is saying, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Now, the scripture tells us that Satan is the one responsible for weakening the nations, for all the horrors, all the death and the destructions. How? Because he's working through the kings and the princesses of this world. Satan is working through charismatic Christians, popes, and who are not really of God. They are serving Satan. So he is working through man in all sort of high places in this world, to destroy the people and to destroy the earth and to destroy the nation. It says, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weakest the nation? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sight of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. Now, Satan wants to be like God. He hates us. But Satan knows. He's so delusional, just like many of his children here upon this earth. They're delusional. They're delusional into thinking that they can get up all these riches and they shall and put burden upon the backs of the poor and kill the Christians and do whatever they please and still inherit the earth, them and their children. But listen to what the Word of God said. He said, verse 15 says, yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. And this verse 16 says, they that see you shall narrowly look upon you, Satan, Lucifer, and consider you, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? Satan is the one responsible for making the earth tremble in wars and killing and murders and destruction through ISIS and all these radical Islamic murders, that they're killing Christians and killing people who are not like them. Satan is using them and it's been working them through them for generations. Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? And people don't realize that they're paying homage to a fallen angel, to a dead, twice dead, plucked up by the root. Jude called these fallen angels, they're twice dead, plucked up by the root. They're like the raging sea that foam up myrrh. They're like clouds without water, well without water, clouds without rain. The only power Satan and his angels and his demons have is the power we give them, folks. It's when you allow them to enter into your mind and into your thoughts and you allow them to come in and do the work through you and in you. Satan mimics everything that our Heavenly Father does and his Holy Spirit. When we allow our Heavenly Father access to our mind and our body and our life, and we dedicate and we give him our heart, mind, and soul. His Holy Spirit come in and take up residence in us, and the Lord God do his work in us and through us. Now, if the Lord God is not doing his work in us and through us, then someone else is doing their work in you and through you. And that's Lucifer and his fallen angels and his demons. And the scripture in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 6, and say, they that see you shall narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of the prisoners? Satan is the one, him and his angels and his demons are the ones responsible for destroying the world, for all these wars and these killings and these radical shootings and all of this. Now, folks, people who you see are doing these things, they think, how could they ever, how could they even think that they're doing this in the name of their God, Allah, or whatever their God is? What kind of a God would go wrong and murder people if they don't believe in your faith, if they don't do what you ask them to? What kind of God will allow their men to treat women the way these people treat women? What kind of God would do that? That's definitely not the God who created the heavens and the earth and all the good things that he gave to us. That's certainly not the God who came in the flesh to die for our sins. He didn't destroy us, folks. He didn't destroy us when we sinned as angelic beings. He didn't destroy us. He didn't destroy you and say, if you don't be like me, I'm going to destroy you. No, he put us in this flesh body. He put us in this flesh body so he can come and save us. Now, we have a limited time on this earth in this body to find our way back to him. And we have that light. Jesus Christ said, in John chapter 1, it said that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the light that light every man that come into the world. And we have the spark, that light of Christ in us, every single one of us shining. Now, we have to be very careful that light in us die. We have to be careful because Satan and his demons, they're working overtime to put that light out inside of every single one of us. They're working overtime to kill us, to destroy us so that we don't inherit the kingdom of heaven. They know that they have no part in the kingdom of heaven. They know that there is no salvation for them. That's why they're working overtime. You see, the things of this world are going to be destroyed. Every single thing. Our riches, our plans, our dreams, our body, our homes. The Bible said, and if we know the heavens and the earth and everything in it, it's going to pass away. It's going to be melted with fervent heat. And if we know that these things are so, if we know that these things are going to be destroyed, what are we to do? What are we to think? What type of life are we to live? But we are to live holy, holy, chaste life before the Most High. We are to give our heart to God every single day. Pray in and out of season. The Lord said to me, call unto me night and day in sackcloth and ashes to show yourself approved. We have to call unto him night and day in sackcloth and ashes to show ourselves approved for when he come, that we be counted worthy to enter into his kingdom. We have to love one another. The greatest commandment is to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And the second is like it is to love your neighbor as yourself. And I'm reaching out to anyone out there that doesn't believe in Yeshua HaMashiach, in the Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. Now, I'm encouraging you before it's too late. Seek the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, because death, hell is real and heaven is real. And because hell is real, then the Bible said that hell is enlarging in itself every single day. Because more people are going into hell than what it was originally meant for. The Bible said that hell was created for Satan and his angels. But because man rather darkness than light, they rather just be pleasing and satisfying to the flesh. We are only here for a short period of time, folks. We are only here for a short period of time. Today we are here and tomorrow we are gone. Please, repent, repent, repent. Turn away from your sins. Turn away from your iniquities. Turn away from your unrighteous ways, your unrighteous deeds, and your unrighteous thoughts. Don't let the enemy lie to you. Don't let the enemy take away what our Heavenly Father has already given us. Eternal life, He's already forgiven us of our sins. We have to accept that forgiveness. We have to turn away from our sins and our unrighteousness. And we have to give our heart and our mind and our soul to Him. Jesus loves every single one of us. Whether or not you're Muslim, whether or not you worship Buddha, whether or not you worship Krishna, doesn't matter. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, came to die for every single one of us. And you owe it to yourself. He loves you so much. He created you and He died for you. And Jesus Christ, Yeshua, He died for us. He didn't kill us because we didn't believe in Him. But He gave His life for us. Just think about it. If you're a Muslim or of another religion and you hate Christians, why do you even hate Christians? Many of you out there hate Christians. Do you even know why you hate Christians? Because it's a tradition. You were taught to hate. You need to start thinking for yourself. You need to start really thinking for yourself. What kind of God would do that to a people? Now, the God of love is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, who came to die for all, including Muslim. But you have to turn away from your sins. You have to call out to God and ask Him, who are you and who am I? And I need to know you. If you are the true and living God, if you are the true Messiah who died for me, please let me know before it's too late. You need to call out to Him, and you owe it to yourself. Don't let anyone teach you their doctrine. Find out for yourself. You owe it to yourself and your family. Jesus Christ loves you very much. He loves each and every single one of us. Seek the Lord for the truth in all things. Seek Him for the truth. Not tradition, not some book, but seek the Lord for the truth. Love you all. And may God continue to bless each and every single one of us.